Jake, we saw a big upset in our first semifinal of the night. Clifton Clyde, the 5 seed, takes down the number 1 overall seed, Jackson Heights, in really dominating fashion when you look at how that game went. And now we have the 2-3 matchup for what should be one of the best games, not only here in tonight, but also the entire state as far as sub-state basketball goes.
Absolutely. I mean, you point around and find me a sub-state semifinal game that has as high profile as this one. When you've got Frankfort, a 17-3 record underneath the fifth-year head coach. You've got Donovan West with a 17-3 record under a fifth-year head coach. This is what dreams are made of. This is what these girls growing up, what they were hoping for in some point in their lifetime to come into this. This should be a sub-state championship game, not a semifinal game. Both these teams actually could argue that they should be in a state tournament as well. Due to the regionally assigned sub-states this year, both these teams are going to fight each other to try and get through to Clifton Clyde to determine who goes to state. But this is one of those matchups that people will talk about a long time from now about how this game could have easily been at a state tournament site, but it's just a sub-state semifinal. One team season, a phenomenal season at that, will come to an end tonight.
Look at this matchup. Donovan West, as Jake mentioned, under fifth-year head coach Terry Smith, his 17th season coaching overall. 17-3, 11-1 in the Twin Valley League this year. Their only league loss was to Valley Heights. And this is a rematch from back in December where Frankfort fell to Donovan West by 4. D. West has now won 9 straight, including a 71-23 win over Troy last week. But Donovan West going to be without one of their normal starters, and Maya Olson. She had 23 in that one over Troy, but she is out tonight, likely the remainder of this week for Donovan West if they happen to make it to Saturday. Frankfort, meanwhile, their fifth-year head coach, Brian Ebert, they are also 17-3 so far, with 9-2 in the TBL, but Frankfort's won 14 of their last 15 games. The only loss coming to Valley Heights by 1. Valley Heights, one of the top-ranked teams in 2A, and hosting a sub-state here this week as well. The Wildcats defeated Onega 53-26 last week. Keisha Shirley and Mariah Brockman each at 18. Shirley's been the difference maker for Frankfort here in the second half of the season. I think she had 7 consecutive games where she hit at least 4 threes. And when she's hitting from the outside, Frankfort with the likes of Louisa and Proxerman, they are a lethal combination. And then you get Shirley hitting threes from the outside. This Frankfort team is very dangerous and tough to beat.
Coach Perry Smith, again, you mentioned it. They've already played this team once, and he told us before the game tonight, once was enough because we didn't want to face them again until sub-state. They're at that mark now, and this team coached by Ebert, from Frankfort, this is a team you've got to keep your eye on. You've got to keep your eye around the outside. This Frankfort Wildcat team is going to shoot you out of any kind of zone if you settle into zone. The big difference that I'm going to find here tonight, Johnny, that I'll be looking for, which team has more depth? Which team is going to have fresh bodies on the floor? Coach Perry Smith, all year long, has gone 11, 12, sometimes 13 deep. Well, some say you're only allowed 12 here and on your roster. So we'll see what Frankfort can keep up as well. Just from that side of things, can they keep up stamina-wise? That's going to be a huge key for me.
But Frankfort will counter with and say, we've got 3 freshmen that have stepped in and played big minutes this year and are actually, I think, some of the best freshmen in the entire league, possibly even the state when you look at what Sydney Waugh, Patty Gross, and Emma Hardwick have done for the Wildcats here this season. So it's just an even matchup across the board. It should be a fun one here tonight. Will you a pregame timeout? We'll come back, we'll get you starters, and get the ball game underway. We'll take a quick 1-minute timeout, and we'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam, jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back here to Centralia. Let's go ahead to the starting lineup for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard, the Frankfort Wildcats, under fifth-year head coach Brian Everett. A 5'9 senior, Lydia Lawadza. 5'6 junior, Kayla Cornelison. 5'6 senior, Keisha Shirley. 5'6 senior, Aubrey Rose. And 5'9 senior, Mariah Bronstman. For the Wildcats, Lawadza, Cornelison, Shirley, Rose, and Bronstman, the starting five here tonight. And for Donovan West, a fifth-year head coach Perry Smith. A senior, Heidi Leach. Junior, Jaden Taylor. Junior, Sydney Smith. Leach and Westheim, the starting five here tonight. Donovan West in our home white uniforms, navy blue numerals trimmed in orange. Mustangs above the numbers on the chest. They'll go from right to left here in this first half. Frankfort in their road red uniforms, white numerals trimmed in black. They will go from left to right.
We should have a phenomenal game tonight. We've already prefaced that. We've got a phenomenal crew here for officials as well. They changed out officials from the first game of the night to this one. And how about the crowd here in Centralia, Johnny? This is the fullest I've seen at Chim all year long, and we're going to get to hear and feel this game because of the noise both these teams and their crowds have brought in Frankfort and Donovan West. It finally feels like we're at an important basketball game here in 2020-2021.
You can look over and see some Hanover boys that have circled their way here into the gymnasium to watch this girls' basketball contest. So Frankfort will start with the basketball, and we are underway. Donovan West starts in a man-to-man. Deja Shirley up on top. Here's Cornelison, dribbling inside. Pass on top and stolen away by Sadie Leach of Donovan West. So Frankfort starts with a turnover, and here's the other way. Here's Heidi Leach. She'll drive in, flick up a shot that's no good. Got her own rebound, then she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Frankfort basketball.
Yeah, just a loose ball there. Leach couldn't corral it after the missed shot. Maybe a rush shot there from Heidi Leach because, hey, she had numbers, just didn't take her time. But again, a turnover. We saw this early on in the game earlier tonight. Which defensive prowess will be bigger? Right now, Donovan West in man-to-man.
Cornelison with the basketball on the right wing for the Wildcats. Lawadza, a free throw line jumper is too strong. The rebound will go to Jaden Taylor of Donovan West. Breakaway for Sadie Leach to Heidi. She'll lay it off the window and in.
I can hardly hear you right now, Johnny. We talked about the crowd. This is phenomenal basketball. And if you're Donovan West, the best start you can have. Two turnovers, now 2 points.
2-0, Donovan West, 50 seconds in. Brockman out on top. Beats the right wing to Cornelison. Guarded by Westheim. Now Brockman at the top of the key. Dribbles in the middle of the lane. Forces up a shot off the window. It's in and out. Rebound to Sadie Leach of Donovan West. Sadie brings it the other way. Crosses over the top of the key and figures left side to Heidi. He'll dribble with the right hand out on top. Frankfort in a man-to-man as well. Westheim back to Heidi Leach between the rings. 6:45 to go in the first. 2-0 Donovan West. Taylor left of the head of the circle. Guarded by Rose. Taylor with a right-handed dribble at the top. Feeds to the right side of the floor to Westheim. Back between the rings. Now Taylor.
Man-to-man defense here by Frankfort as well. So both teams, you know, they're wanting to man up. The earlier game we had tonight, both teams kind of went zone. Different styles of defense here in this semifinal.
Smith with the last one on the left wing. Got it knocked free. Got it back. And now Westheim kicks to the right wing to Sadie Leach. One dribble. Sadie inside to Smith. But the ball knocked out of bounds by Lawadza. It'll stay with Donovan West.
About nearly 2 minutes into this game. We'll see how quickly Coach Smith will go to his bench. He usually goes 3 to 4 girls at a time on his bench early going.
Smith didn't realize she had the basketball in her hand and nearly got a 5-second call. Now Smith inside of the shot blocked away by Lawadza. And then it's tapped out of bounds. Last cuts by Rose. So it will stay with Donovan West.
Another opportunity here for the Mustangs, but I'm impressed with this defense right now from Frankfort.
Just 2 minutes in, we'll see our first substitutions. Chloe Clevenger, a sophomore in there. Avery Weathersby, a sophomore as well. And Kyra Johnson, another sophomore for the Mustangs.
Weathersby's a girl I like to keep my eye on, but Johnny, I know you're really high on Clevenger, one of the best guards in the TBL.
One of the better guards around. We've got to be one of the best bench players that comes off for any team in the state. Here's Taylor on the right baseline. Feeds it down low to Weathersby on the right block. Back down. Spin, shoot, and hit. First basket of the game for Avery Weathersby. It's 4-0 Donovan West.
And that's what Weathersby gives you off the bench. She's got size. She's got skill. And she's on the block for a reason. Banks it home. It's 4-0 D West.
I've seen from her this year, too. She is not afraid of contact.
No.
Rose dribbles to the baseline. Goes up and under with the right hand. It's short off the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound to Weathersby, but she travels. Yeah, she kind of hot stepped when she caught the basketball, so D. West turns it over for the first time. And Frank Rule being in a freshman and Hattie Gross, a 5'8 freshman for the first time to replace Cornelison.
So you're really high on as well. Another younger player in this Twin Valley League. It's tough to be varsity effective at the PBL level as a freshman.
Shirley on the left wing, coming off hitting six threes in that win over Onega last week. Loiza, top of the key, triple on the way, banked it in. The bank is open for Loiza, her first points of the night. And Frankfurt's on the board, now trailing 4-3.
Great job that time by Coach Ebert, just setting up top of the screen, double elevator screen, if you will, wide open triple. Banked home here for the first basket for Frankfurt.
5:05 to go in the first. Sadie Leach, a jumper with a foot on the line from the left corner, is no good. Rebound by Gross. She stays in. It's in the Loiza. Here's Frankfurt in transition. Loiza on the way to the right corner. Stop. Kicked it out to Gross. Extra pass to Shirley. Now one more to Rose. She'll try an open three. It's off the top of the backboard. Offensive rebound, both Loiza. She'll spin. That's Brockman inside, and she got bumped. And Brockman will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 4:48 to go in the first.
You know, that's the first time I've seen Frankfurt live since a year ago in the similar postseason game. And Mariah Brockman, a season ago, was one of the best post players for Frankfurt, and now in her senior campaign, making her presence felt here in the semifinal round.
Leading scorer for Wildcats this year at 13 points tonight, 59% from the free throw line, but she knocked down the first. One more for Prosterman. They're going to give Frankfurt their first lead of the night. And she does. For the first point tonight for Mariah Prosterman, it's 5-4 Frankfurt. 4:45 to go in the opening frame.
I mean, you see Frankfurt, they take their time. They did not, you know, have a freak-out moment in this ballgame on a 5-0 run right now.
Clevenger drives in, gets hit on the arm, and fouled. And that's what Clevenger does the best.
Oh, man.
So quick, she gets in the lane.
And the handles, Johnny, the handles on her. She's such good job handling the basketball and facilitating this offense. You got to look out for her when she's on the floor.
Rose picked up that foul her first. Weathersby now inside, kicked it out to Taylor, and now Clevenger between the rings. Clevenger gets the screen from Johnson. Steps back, picks up the dribble, gives it to Johnson between the circles. Dribbles to the right side of the floor, and now Taylor. She'll drive right baseline. Spin away from pressure, guarded by Shirley. Back to Clevenger, guarded by Rose. She'll dribble into the corner. Now crossover, dribble back to the elbow, all the way inside. Scoop layup is no good. And a rebound to Brockman of Frankfurt.
That's what she does really well as well. Here's a dribble off of her foot. Brockman.
Weathersby dives on the floor, gets a jump ball. That's just great hustle by the sophomore. Brockman kind of waltz to the basketball. And Weathersby dives in, gets a jump ball, and Donovan West has it on the arrow.
Well, again, when she came into the game, I said, she's one that I'm high on. I love watching Avery Weathersby. The hustle play at time for the Mustangs. Gets the ball back for Donovan West, trailing by one.
Sadie Leach dribbles with the basketball to the right side of the floor. Stops in the right corner. Throws the ball inside to Taylor. She'll catch, go up, and she got bumped underneath and fouled. And Jaden Taylor will go to the free throw line as Keisha Shirley picks up her first.
You think we're in for a good one tonight, John?
No, I mean, if this crowd stays like this, I'm going to love this all night long. Taylor's first free throw is off the back rim. Taylor on the year, 65% from the free throw line. It surely checks out. We'll see another freshman for Frankfurt, 5'6 freshman Emma Hardwick in for the first time.
Claire Cole also checks in for the Mustangs.
Taylor's second free throw is wide right. Rebound to Loiza of Frankfurt. She'll pick up the dribble, feed it near side, but it's stolen away by Johnson. Layup is short. Johnson got her own miss. Kicks it out to Clevenger. Chloe to the baseline. Pull up 15-footers. Airball long. And the rebound to Loiza of the Cats. Loiza now will dribble it the other way. Through pressure, and she turns it over again. It's thrown right back by Brockman. Mariah, right lane line drive off the window, banks it home.
Wow.
Four for Mariah Brockman. As the ball pinballs around, and now Weathersby the other way. She'll get a layup, and it's good. Four for Weathersby. And 3:20 to go in the first. It's 7-6, and now we'll get a foul.
Officials are going to talk this one over. I think this is going to be a charge on Frankfurt.
Wow. We're going to call it on Clevenger. She'll pick up her first.
And that's a tough call right there because Clevenger was there, but did she initiate the contact by leading into Frankfurt? And I think that might be why they made the decision that they made. But one of those bang-bang 50-50 calls, this one goes against Donovan West and a big break for Frankfurt.
Weathersby checks out. Sydney Smith back into the game. Hardwick looking to trigger it in from the sideline. Gets it into Gross in the corner. Middle of the lane to Proximate. Down a little wide on the left blocker. Shot off the window. It's good. Five for Loiza. It's 9-6 Frankfurt. 3:10 to go in the first.
9-2 run right now extended here by Frankfurt over the last 3 minutes of game time.
Cole in the left wing gets a screen from Johnson. Cole gets bumped. Coach Smith wanted a foul, didn't get it. Now the ball's stolen away. Third turnover for Donovan West. Elias, he dribbles in the right corner. Stops, tries to kick it out, but it's stolen back by Johnson. Frankfurt now has turned it over three times. Clevenger into the front court. Stops out on top. Spins at the free throw line. Kicks it off to the right wing to Taylor. Now Johnson out on top. Johnson now slows it down, hands it off to Clevenger, and she'll backtrack near the circle at midcourt. Now Clevenger just steps into a three. It's off the back rim. Rebound fought for and pulled away by Rose of Frankfurt.
And immediately, though, Donovan West jumps into their full court pressure here, which has given Frankfurt some issues.
Hardwick up ahead to Gross. She'll drive right baseline, go up off the window, take it home and one. Patty Gross on the inside gets the hoop and the horn. And she'll go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play.
Phenomenal job there by the freshman. Hattie Gross off the bench. Just absorbs contact, goes up and under. Sydney Smith picks up her first personal foul.
Donovan West will send in freshman Melena Westheim for the first time. Frankfurt counters with freshman Sydney Watt. Single free throw for Gross. Right-handed shooter, and she left it short. And then they're going to get a foul going over the back on Broxman.
Coach Perry Smith earned that foul call right there. As soon as that ball hit the rim, Raxman just started going through the back. Great box out that time by Sydney Smith. First personal on Brockstrom.
Jaden Taylor out. Sadie Leach back in. 2:17 to go in the first. Dawson West with a basketball. Now Clevenger just turns it over. Smith wasn't looking for the ball. Fourth turnover for the Mustangs. Gross slows it up, gets it across the timeline. We've got 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Frankfurt leads 11-6. Here's Brockstrom out on top. Dribbles to the foul line. Gets the middle lane. Pull up 10-footer. Is short. Fight for the rebound. Yanked around. Wop's got it. She'll spin. Shoot. Get blocked by Leach for a foul. And Leach kind of had her arms over the top of Wop. Sadie will pick up her first. Then Wop will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Again, you talked about this trio of freshmen for Frankfurt. They're making their presence felt here early.
Wop 77% from the line on the year. Left it short. 23rd and 24th free throw attempts of the year as Clevenger checks out. Kinley Westheim back in. Wop right-handed shooter. Second free throw is good. Shirley back into the game for Frankfurt. She'll replace Rose. 1:51 to go in the first. It's 12-6. Frankfurt leading by six.
This is now a 12-2 run by the Frankfurt Wildcats over the last 5 minutes of game time, and now full court pressure picked up by the Wildcats.
Sadie Leach dribbles it across the timeline. Picks it up on top to Kinley Westheim. Now Kinley in trouble. Still looking to get the ball away, and she gets it in to Melena. She'll drive inside, get bumped and fouled by Wop. Fouls quickly starting to pile up. Actually, they're going to call it on Hardwick. Her first, and a 14 foul. 1:37 to go. Melena Westheim on the inside. Shot high off the window. It's good. Well, a freshman for both sides coming up in here nearly going.
Well, Westheim heard us talk about the freshman for Frankfurt. She says, look what I can do. Gets the first bucket in quite some time for Donovan West.
Brockstrom in a 2-on-1. Drives in. Lost it. Got it back and puts it up and in. Sits for Mariah Brockstrom. And it's 14-8 Frankfurt. 1:15 to go in the first. Now pressure in the backcourt. Melena Westheim gets it off to Claire Cole. Across the timeline is Sadie Leach, and she'll dribble it up on top as we approach 1 minute to go. There we go. A lot of contact.
Yeah.
You finally get it.
And that's going to be a second on Brockstrom.
That's Coach Everett telling me that's not a smart foul.
Not happy with that. Brockstrom, your senior leader, a player that knows these situations are so key, and she just, I mean, you're 37 feet away from the basket, reaching for a basketball, you're not going to get. Sadie Leach, a good ball handler for Donovan West.
Mustangs with the basketball down by six. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Claire Cole on the left of the wing. Up on top to Weathersby. And now here's a steal and a foul on Weathersby.
Yep. And a good call by that official right there.
Threw a forearm shiver into Eliza. Donovan West turns it over for the fifth time. And the Wildcats will have it back with 54.8 to go in the opening frame. Jaden Taylor back in for the Mustangs to replace Cole.
And neither team's called a timeout in this first quarter. This game, Frankfurt's biggest lead was 8.
Frankfurt with a basketball. It's Shirley, Luizu, Gross, Wop, and Hardwick. 3 freshmen on the floor right now for the Cats. Shirley up on top. Dribble handoff to Groves. She'll get in the middle of the lane. Put up a right-handed floating shot that's no good. Rebound yanked away by Taylor. And here come the Mustangs the other way. Sadie Leach across the timeline. Kicks into the right corner of Milena Westside. Down low to Weathersby on the block. She'll put it off the window and in. Six for Avery Weathersby, the sophomore for the Mustangs. Keeping them in it. It's still a 4-point lead for Frankfort with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Groves to the foul line. To the corner of the line there. A high arcing three in and out. Rebound to Milena Westside. She'll bring it the other way with 14 seconds to go. Kinley Westside might have got away with the travel. She's got it up on top. She'll step in it with three and
wow.
Bury it. Kinley Westside from downtown. 6 seconds to go. Shirley across that timeline. Left side Loizu. A three on the way. It's good. Loizu at the buzzer in a fast-moving first quarter. And a fun first quarter is in the book. One quarter down. It's 17-13. Frankfort leads 5-4. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with quarter number two on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Frankfort with a basketball to start the second quarter. An ear steal for Clevenger. Frankfort will have it, leading 17-13. They've got Loizu, Wop, Hardwick, Rose, and Shirley, the five out there. Wop will be triggered in from the baseline. Up to the foul line of Loizu, hit a big three there to end the second quarter. Now Rose up on top, crosses over, kicks to the left corner to Shirley, a wide open look for a three. It's good! Hanks to Shirley from downtown. She picks up right where she left off last week after she hit six threes against Onega, hits her first here and gives the Wildcats a 7-point lead.
Back-to-back threes for the Wildcats.
Johnson looking to answer. Her three is short. Good box out and rebound by Shirley. She'll dribble it across the timeline. A double team comes, and she has it ripped away by Johnson. Fourth turnover for the Cats. The other way, Weathersby drives in, picks it up with the left hand, and banks it home. Eight for Avery Weathersby, and it's back to a 5-point game.
Weathersby playing phenomenal, but this defense for Donovan West, when they want to turn that pressure up, look out, because this team, they've got quick hands and quick feet on the defensive side.
Shirley dribbles to the right elbow, kicks it left side, now to Hardwick. She gets the screen from Wop, Hardwick to the elbow, out to Loizu, pumps on a three, now Rose in the right corner. Donovan West, back into more of a zone now. Here's a three from Hardwick. It's airballed long, but an offensive rebound. Spot four. We'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will have it over to Donovan West.
Crashing the boards there. Maybe the shot that Coach Ember likes to see just misses everything. I mean, and why not? The three ball's been there for Frankfort tonight, and they're hitting it at a high clip so far in this ballgame. 3 3-pointers already for the Wildcats.
20-15 our score. Donovan West the basketball down by five with 6:40 to go in the half. Clevenger up on top. Feeds the left wing to Heidi Leach. Now it's steal for Loizu. She'll bring it the other way. Drives right lane line. Gets bumped hard. They'll count the basket and one.
Nope.
No, they're going to call it on the floor. That was very close to being an and one opportunity. But it'll be baseline out of bounds. As Weatherby picks up her second.
That's a big foul right there for Weathersby. She's going to stay in this game with those two fouls. But again, continuation, not something in high school. Good call. Again, this is a veteran crew here in Centralia.
Frankfort will have it baseline out of bounds. It'll be Shirley to toss it in. All the way to the backcourt. Loizu will go retrieve it. Now Loizu guarded by Johnson. Kicks it up to Rose, who will set the offense with 6:25 to go in the half. Rose guarded by Sadie Leach. Gets this call from her head coach, Brian Ebert. Now a dribble handoff. Shirley Right side of the floor, Luizu. She'll pump fake, get inside, put up a 10-footer off the window. It's way too strong, and the rebound to Sadie Leach.
Yeah, a little four-out set that time for Frankfurt. Not the best shot in the lane, but one of your best players taking it, you'll take that every time if you're Coach Ever.
Willie Clevenger controls for the Mustangs and the center court circle. Right side of the floor, Taylor. Now Weathersby on the right block. A double team comes. She shoots through it anyways and drops it home. 10 for Avery Weathersby. She's been the best offense for the Mustangs tonight. It's back to a three-point game. Rose drives in. Lost the basketball. Got it back. Now here's the freshman Gross. She gets in and gets bumped and fouled. There should be free throws coming for the freshman Gross. It'll be a 1-1.
That'll be the second foul on Chloe Clevenger as well. So you got Clevenger with two and Weathersby each with two for Donovan West.
See Weathersby come out of the game as Sydney Smith trots back in. Addie Gross to the free throw line for a 1-1. First free throw attempts of the night. And she missed it wide left. Rebound to Donovan West. Willie Clevenger quickly the other way, races into the free throw line. She'll put up a jumper from the foul line. It's in and out. Fight for the rebound is loose and picked up by Gross.
Quick shot that time for the Mustangs. And you didn't have numbers. That's something you can settle on your half-court set. It's been working pretty good for them here tonight.
Nearly a carry. Coach Smith wanted it. And now here's Rose in the front court. Nearly traveled. Aaron Rose gets all the way in.
Wow!
Shoots it up and in. Probably a couple of missed calls on the referees, but nonetheless, Rose takes advantage and flicks it up and in for her first basket.
Man, she started right lane line, switched to left and wing, back to the right side of the lane and scooped it up and through.
Taylor on the left wing, dribbles to the foul line. Now in the middle of the lane, forces up a shot that's blocked out of bounds by Shirley. So it'll stay with Donovan West. 22-17, Frankfurt leads, 5 minutes to go in the half. So Smith was not happy about that last exchange.
No, he wasn't.
And to be quite honest, can't say I blame him.
Nope.
Johnson, download to Sydney Smith. She'll have her shot thrown away by Eliza. Smith gets it back, flicks it up. It's no good. Rebound to Gross of Frankfurt. She used her dribble. Now she's in trouble. Still in trouble. And finally to Shirley. Up ahead, Wop. Left hand layup is no good. Eliza with an offensive rebound. Now Wop spins, shoots, and it's no good. Rebound tapped around out of bounds, and it'll be Frankfurt basketball.
Coach Smith not happy right now. But his girl's not putting a body on a body right now, going for those rebounds. Frankfurt getting the 50-50 balls their way here early.
Here's Shirley to trigger it in. Gets it into Wop on the left block. She gets double-teamed. Now Lewis forces up a jumper, and it's too strong. The rebound to Taylor, and that's not quite what Coach Everett wanted, as he tells Lewis to work the ball around.
Yeah, exactly. Work for a better shot. That was one pass and a shot on the inbounds there for Frankfurt. Up by five, though, 4:20 to go.
Sadie Leach on the right block. Spins. Gets the ball in and flicks it up and in. First point tonight for Sadie Leach. It's back to a three-point game with 4:10 to go.
My favorite three-letter word is wow. When I watch high school basketball, especially TBL basketball, there's some good moves going on the court right now between these two.
Shirley into the right corner to two Rose. Dribble to the left hand. Now back to Shirley with the ball knocked free by Taylor. And it's stolen away by Clevenger. A two-on-one. Chloe to Johnson. Her layup is good. And Coach Everett's seen enough. He wants a timeout. We'll take it with them. A timeout on the floor with 3:47 to go in the half. It's 22-21. Frankfurt leads by one on the EMS Sports Radio Network.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent. Tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
3:47 to go in the half. It's 22-21. Frankfurt leads Donovan West by one, and Donovan West showing full court pressure. Rose in the backcourt, here on the near side. Dribbles it up the right sideline, all the way to the middle of the floor. Now Wop at the baseline. Dribbles once, picks it up, beats it cross court, but it's stolen away by Taylor. Fifth turnover for Frankfurt. Taylor all the way inside, and the shot blocked out of bounds by Shirley. And again, Coach Smith not happy with the officiating crew.
Yeah, he wanted a two-shot foul there for Donovan West Taylor. She had an opportunity at the rack, blocked out of bounds. The Mustangs are trying to have a massive comeback here. Johnny, take the lead.
Sydney Smith inside. Has her shot partially blocked. Now on the rebound, a foul on Donovan West. And look at the other end for more free throws. A 3:28 to go. That's going to go against Jaden Taylor. That'll be her first. It could be Hattie Gross, the freshman, back to the line.
Coach Smith, he patiently waited for that official to come to the near side, and he said, I'd like to talk to you for just one second, please.
Gives him a little pat on the back and says, all right. Gross, a 1-1. Her free throw is off the back lip, and the rebound checked into the corner, tapped out of bounds, and it was touched by Wop. So it'll be Donovan West basketball. Cornelison back into the game for Frankfurt to replace Gross. Hardwick back in there as well to replace. Well, who is she going to replace? To go in the half. It's 22-21. Frankfurt leads Donovan West by one. The Mustangs with the basketball. Give and go with Clevenger. She lost it out of bounds. Sixth turnover for Donovan West. The first of the second quarter. And now the Mustangs again showing pressure. Cornelison in the backcourt. Dribbles through a double team. All the way in the front court to the right wing. Cornelison now reverses dribble. Gets it to Hardwick. Back left side to Shirley. Dribble handoff. Now here's Cornelison. Dribbles back to the left side of the floor. Gives it off to Hardwick. Another dribble weave. Here's Shirley. Thought about a three. Picks up her dribble and back right side to Hardwick. Here's Eliza now. She'll touch it for the first time this possession. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Hardwick. And Frankfurt is running a dribble weave. Now Eliza, a right wing three on the way. It's nearly banked home. It's in and out. And the rebound will go to Clevenger.
Wanting to push it here, Johnny.
Taylor inside. Flicks it up. Missed a bunny. The rebound of the Wise. A great pass by Clevenger, but Taylor couldn't finish.
And that was a big opportunity there for the Mustangs, trying to take the lead back. But this man-to-man defense has been stifling for the Mustangs.
Hardwick in the left corner. Kicks it up on top to Cornelison. She'll try a three. It's off the rim. Offensive rebound, Wop, and then she gets hit on the arm and fouled. I think it's going to go on Sydney Smith. It is. He will pick up the foul.
And that'll be your second.
Coach Smith thought about bringing Weathersby back in. Instead, he'll counter with Claire Cole. And now he is going to bring Weathersby back into the game.
And he grabs her arm and looks her eye to eye and says, you have two fouls. You cannot pick up your third here. She is such an integral part of this Mustang roster.
2:12 to go in the half. Walk to the free throw line. This is a 1-1. She's 1-for-2 so far here tonight. Her free throw is good. The Wop earns the bonus. He will shoot one more. 2:12 to go in the half. It's 23-21. Wop's second free throw is good. She knocks down both. She's got 3 points from the free throw line tonight. And it's 24-21. Frankfurt leads by three with we approach 2 minutes to go in the half.
Look for some screens coming here. Some cross screens across the lane. Thumbs up the call for Coach Perry Smith.
Weathersby dribbles to the right baseline, kicks it out Clevenger. She'll spot for a three, and it's good. Clevenger, a little step back triple, her first point of the night. And we're tied at 24.
A little pick and pop that time from Clevenger, and a turnover on Frankfurt as Louisa thought she had her teammate Kayla Cornelison going up the far sideline. She stopped. Turnover on Frankfurt, and now Donovan West has a chance once again to try and take the lead here in the second.
1:47 to go in the half. Again, tied at 24. Clevenger running the point for the Mustangs. Dribbles it out on top. Left side of the floor, Cole with the basketball. Dribbles once now. Weathersby between the ring. Kicks it back left side to Cole. Bottom out of three. Now Clevenger steps back. 90 seconds to go in the half. Baseline, Weathersby gets underneath.
Nice
goes
move.
Up and under. Puts it in and one. 12 for Avery Weathersby. She's been the best offense for the Mustangs this evening. And you'll have a chance to complete a three-point play.
Phenomenal play there from Coach Perry Smith. Clevenger with the handle, gets a screen, quickly goes down low to Avery Weathersby, sealed off her defender, a quick step into the lane. Scoop shot was good, now at the line.
Weathersby, one free throw, first attempt of the night, and it's good. 13 for Weathersby. They'll check out with those two fouls. Don't worry to pick up a cheap one. Might be one of the defense-offense substitutions. Sadie Leach back into the game. Frankel with the basketball in the backcourt. Shirley to Rose. She'll get it across the timeline. Kicked up ahead for Nielsen. Inside the WAP, and she'll stick it up and in. That's how you run a press break right there. It's perfection. That's when you put on a highlight reel.
Absolutely. Ball touch both sides of the floor. Nice dribble drive in the lane. Wide open WAP with the bucket.
She's got five. It's 27-26. Donovan West. Mustangs with their first lead since early on in the first quarter. After Frankfurt went on that big run. Elena Westside out on top. Kicks it right side of the floor to Clevenger. He'll spin to the foul line. To the baseline now to Melena. He'll drive all the way inside.
Wow.
Shoot up in the left-handed peg. Oh, how good have these freshmen been tonight for both sides?
Absolutely. That time Weathersby says, hey, I'll go cross up my defender, go baseline.
Now it's knocked out of bounds by Clevenger. It'll stay with Frankfurt. Coaches are going to get all over the officials. Wish we could have a camera just on tonight.
Hey, it's a big time game. Again, you're 17-3, and you're not even the championship game of this sub-state. You got to face off against a 17-3 team again. Coach Smith, he's one of the best in Northeast Kansas. Not only coaching, but man, it's fun to watch on the side.
Well, I go back into the game for the Wildcats to replace Gross. Jonathan West checks out both Kinley and Elena Westside.
Man-to-man defense here by Donovan West.
29-26, the Mustangs lead by three. 38 seconds to go in the half. Shirley has dribbled it out to the right wing. Now Rose, all the way inside as she travels. Seven turnover for the Cats.
Is Donovan West 0-1 here? I don't know, because Frankfurt now is going to be going full court pressure again. These two teams, the defenses, they have completely got this thing turned up right now, and there's some perspiration on that basketball.
They have a second basketball for situations like this. I'm not sure why they're not throwing it out there.
They wipe off the ball. Now they're wiping off the floor.
Oh, that's kind of a weird situation. That's kind of the reason why they have a second basketball
yeah.
on the scores table. But nonetheless, they've got it figured out. Jonathan West with the basketball. Frankfurt puts on pressure. Clevenger dribbles it across the timeline. Gets it now inside to Taylor. Puts it off the window. Counted and one. First point tonight for Jayden Taylor, and she'll have a chance to go for three.
Once again, Chloe Clevenger for Donovan West with the handles, crossing over her defender, dumping it down to Taylor. Easy lay-in, now at the line.
Oh, look at Clevenger. She just got moxie, swag.
Oh, no doubt.
On the floor. Confidence, if you would. Taylor makes the free throw. She's got three. It's the biggest lead of the night for Donovan West. It's 32-26. Now they back out of the pressure just a touch. More of a three-quarter court press when they get a steal. Taylor inside. Her layup's no good. Fight for the ball, and it's stolen away by Rose.
Numbers.
Rose all the way into the corner to WAP. She pumps on a jumper. Forces now a jumper up, and it's
wow.
rattles home. Seven for WAP, and it's back to a four-point game. 4 seconds to go. Kicked up ahead, and it's knocked out of bounds by Loizu. And with 1.9 to go, the Mustangs will have the basketball. As Clevenger just came out of the game, quickly right back in, along with Kinley Westside to replace Sadie Leach and Johnson.
I think Clevenger's going to get this basketball here, Johnny. May look for a screen to happen to her. She's going to do a catch and shoot for three to try and beat the buzzer.
They get it into Westside, dribbles twice. Somehow she got that shot off. I don't think the clock started because there was only 1.6 seconds to go. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter. We've reached the end of one half of basketball. What a great game we've had so far. Stay tuned with us. We'll have your halftime set when we come back. It's 32-28. Donovan West leads by four on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back. We're at halftime of the second game of tonight's semifinals here in Class 1A Division 1 on the girls' side. It's 32-28. Donovan West leads Frankfort by 4 here at intermission. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spalding alongside him. Meeker killing our man back in the studios. And, well, Jake, this first half, it was as good as advertised so far. Both teams have gone back and forth. No team has led by more than 6. We've seen runs by both sides, and that's why we have a 4-point game here at intermission.
Again, this is what postseason basketball is all about. This is why at the top of the broadcast we said, you know what? This should be a state tournament game between these two teams. Both these teams deserve a chance to be out of United Wireless Arena in Class 1A state basketball. Unfortunately, the way that the brackets came out this year, the regional assignments came out, it's not going to happen. But, man, we are getting a basketball game as if we are in the United Wireless Arena. Both these crowds have been phenomenal. They've been loud. They've been encouraging their girls. And you got to believe that that is what's aiding in this style of a game. With both teams forcing turnovers, both teams getting and-one opportunities, both teams hitting some big threes as well in that first half. But it's exactly the game that you and I thought prior to this game. Remember, the first time these two met, it was a 4-point difference with Donovan West becoming victorious. At halftime, it's a 4-point game with Donovan West leading at the break. This is exactly the game that we expected, and we are having a treat. This second half, I fully expect the pace to continue. It's gonna continue to be, you know, Donovan West and Frankfort full court press both ways. But you mentioned it; it's a game of runs right now, and which team can sustain the run the longest is gonna be the one that comes out on top.
So 32-28. Let's go ahead and look to the first half statistics. We'll start with Frankfort. They had 8 turnovers in the first half, 2 threes, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. The biggest thing I look at for Frankfort, Jake, is the fact that Mariah Brockman sat pretty much the entire second quarter. She had 6 points in the first quarter, but really didn't play in the second quarter because of those 2 quick fouls. Her second one being probably what Coach Ever would say, a dumb foul, he would call. You could tell that's basically what he said to Brockman up on top, and she made that second foul. So that'll be a big thing to watch here in the second half if Brockman can stay out of foul trouble. She's the only one with any foul trouble right now. She has 2. Other than that, nobody else in foul trouble. So that'll be something to watch for the Wildcats. Brockman, though, with 6. Wop leading the way with 7. She's the freshman for the Cats. 5 for the Wizards. She had all of those in the first quarter. 3 for Shirley, 2 for Rose, and 2 for Hattie Gross. Donovan West, meanwhile, 6 turnovers, 2 threes, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by sophomore Avery Weathersby. A huge first half. 13 for Weathersby, 6 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. She leads the way with 13. 4 from Elena Wettstein, another freshman. In this game, the freshmen really on both sides have been outstanding so far. 2 for Johnson, Leach, Clevenger with three, Leach with two, Sadie Leach with two, and Kinley Westheim with three for Donovan West.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal first half. You've seen both teams go on runs. I think your comment about Mariah Brockstrom is spot on. She's a girl again. She's a senior leader on this team. And you better believe that Coach Ebert was saying, okay, I don't care what we are at what point of this game. Now, if Donovan West would have gone up by double digits, I think we see Brockstrom come into that game in that second quarter. And however, the fact that Donovan West wasn't able to go on a massive run and extend the lead by too much allowed Ebert to keep Brockstrom on the bench, keep her safe, and you know, you can allow her to start the second half now with two personal fouls. If she picks up that third in the second quarter, she's got to sit until midway point of the third quarter, if not the fourth quarter, in this ball game. So a good job by coaching there by Coach Ebert. And then give credit to where it's due. Sydney Watt came off the bench in that second quarter and scored six of her seven in the second frame. She's one of the few players for Frankfurt in that second quarter that kept him in this ball game. She was the driving force, whether it was rebounding, defense, or scoring, is what kept Frankfurt in this ball game when Donovan West just took off in that second frame, led by Avery Weathersby.
So again, our halftime score, 32-28. Donovan West leads Frankfurt by four. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at scores of other games around the area. It starts the third quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Just about set to start the third quarter here in Centralia. What has been a good high school girls basketball game so far. It is 32-28. Donovan West leads Frankfurt by four. Take a look at some scores of other games around the area. We've got a barn burner at Sabetha. Sabetha Royal Valley, 13-13 at halftime.
Yeah. That's a surprise a little bit, the low scoring side of that.
Oh, yeah. It was 4-2 at the end of the first quarter.
Which I think, you know, before I let you go on any further, that game favors Sabetha if it's a low scoring affair.
I 100% agree. Because Royal Valley is a team that showed they can score 70 points this year.
Exactly. They're not a team prefaced on defense or prefaced on scoring. And so, yeah, Sabetha's holding them to under 40 points in the ballgame. I like Sabetha's chances.
Boys score from Class 2A. Valley Falls leads Valley Heights 28-19. Imagine being a broadcaster on that one. Valley Heights, Valley Falls. Think you messed that up a few times?
No, never. I would just say Mustangs and Dragons the entire way.
That's one way to do it.
Come on, JK.
And we'll see if we can find any other quick ones here real quick. Last check, the Hanover girls were up 14-11 after one quarter in their game.
That's the Axel Substate, right?
Yep, that is the Axel Substate.
Oh, wow.
So,
hey, I'm just going to throw this out there. Donovan West student section already, Chen, I believe that we will win. That's something you see teams do in the last 30 seconds of ball games when it's secured. Is that a bad omen? You believe in superstition?
I, for one, do, but...
Hey, I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little bit stitious here, buddy. We got a four-point game. It's going to go down the stretch. This is going to be phenomenal second half.
Isn't it great to see a student section, though?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. So with that, we're set to start the third quarter. Frankfurt will have the basketball. They'll operate from right to left in their road red uniforms. And with that, we're underway. Brockstrom out on top, back in there, find out with those two fouls. Surely a three is blocked by Weathersby. So Weathersby, the sophomore, starts the second half, and now
travel.
A turnover and a travel by Westheim.
Kind of got ahead of herself to Kinley Westheim there. She had a run out with Avery Weathersby, got the swat, she ran the floor, couldn't find her in time, and a turnover on the Mustangs.
How about Coach Smith having the confidence in the sophomore to start this second half? He's got two sophomores out there right now. And Clevenger and Weathersby. Brockman in the middle of the lane. Her jumper's too strong. Offensive rebound by Leweiser. Her shot from 10 feet, no good. Rebound to Weststein, and here come the Mustangs the other way. Weststein out on top, steps into a three. It's wide left. Offensive rebound, though, for Taylor, and D. West will reset with Clevenger out on top.
Coach Barry Smith not happy with that three there from Weststein. At this point, he holds both hands up and slow down, run my set right now on the offensive side.
Down low, Weathersby on the block, goes up and in. 15 for Avery Weathersby. She is single-handedly given Donovan West a six-point advantage a minute into the third quarter.
And no doubt why Coach Smith is begging for his team to run offense when you got Weathersby dominating.
Cornelison nearly traveled. Now Shirley drives in. Out to Brockstrom. Dribble to the right hand. Now crosses over on Weathersby. Brockstrom drives in. Pulls it from 6 feet.
Wow.
And rattles it home. Brockstrom so good in the inside. She's got eight. Brings it back to a four-point game.
She crossed up her dribble two different times, spun in the lane, elevated, collected, and made an easy basket from eight.
That's what makes Brockman so good is her footwork. Some of the best I've seen in a long time. And now a near steal. Somehow Weathersby recovers it. Clevenger, a right-wing three. It's good. Molly Clevenger, her second three of the night. And Coach Smith wants a timeout. He's going to take a quick one. We'll take it with them. 6:26 to go, third quarter. The lead, the biggest of the night for the Mustangs, is up to seven on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 6:26 to go, third quarter. Donovan West showing pressure. Frankfurt pranks it, rocks him into the front court. Dribbles all the way inside. Scoop layup is no good, but a blocking foul and free throws coming from Mariah Brockman. So right away, we've just seen how valuable Mariah Brockman is. She's in the game for the Wildcats.
Absolutely. She's been dominant here in this third quarter, not even 2 minutes into it, but both times that Frankfurt has put a shot on goal. There's a hockey reference for you. She's been the one doing it.
Brockstrom to the foul line. First free throw is good. She's three for three now tonight. We'll have one more to try to put herself in the double figures. Kyra Johnson back into the game to replace Weststein.
That was Weststein's first personal foul of the ball game as well.
Second free throw by Brockman is short. Baby Leach yanks away the rebound for Donovan West.
Look out.
Clevenger now to the foul line. Stop feed to left side. Taylor forces up a three. It's wide left. Long rebound. Tapped out of bounds by Weathersby, and it'll be Frankfurt basketball.
Maybe not the shot that Coach Smith wanted to see that early on in the offensive set again. When they get paint touches with the Mustangs, with Weathersby down low, good things have happened tonight.
Cross court pass in the back court. Now Brockman again breaks pressure easily. She gets all the way to the foul line. Down to the baseline to Leweiser. A six-footer is up and good. 10 for Lily Leweiser. She's in the double figures, and it's back to a four-point game.
And her feet were set before that ball ever came to her from 5 feet out. Doesn't use the glass, but an easy basket for her, and now it's a four-point game.
Weathersby gets to the middle of the lane. Scoop shot is blocked away by Leweiser, but it's into the hands of Johnson. She'll get back to middle of the lane. She'll put up a floater. It's no good. Leweiser with another rebound. She's now double-teamed to the backcourt. Gets it back off to Shirley, but it's going to be a blocking foul called on Clevenger, and that's going to be her third.
Yeah,
that's a big foul.
Massive. Clevenger going for the steal. Just bumped with the hip that time. Coach Smith's going to require her to come out of this ball game. No, he's going to leave her in, Johnny. This is difficult because you're running man-to-man defense with Donovan West. If I'm Frankfurt, I attack right at Chloe Clevenger.
Weathersby gets the breather. 5:30 to go in the third. 37-33. Frankfurt down four. Leweiser feeds it down low. Brockman.
Nice.
What a nice pass, but Brockman missed it. A great look for Brockman. Maybe could have took one dribble. And now Clevenger quickly the other way. Dribbles all the way inside.
Wow.
Layup is good. Clevenger with eight, and that's exactly why you leave her in the ball game.
Split the defenders. Easy lay-in for Clevenger. Now Frankfurt having some problems in the backcourt.
Rose across the timeline. Keeps it to the right corner to Hattie Gross, the freshman in the game. Back on top now, Rose. Right side again to Gross. Wise up on top. This time she'll try a three, and it's banked in.
Second one.
Second time she's banked in a three tonight. She's got 13 and it's 39-36. Jonathan West leads by three.
Three triples in the game for her, and as you mentioned, two from the top of the key. Banked home.
Nice pass inside to Johnson, who missed the layup. Sadie Leach is there. She missed it. And now the ball loose on the floor. Diving on it is Taylor, and it's tapped out of bounds by Taylor. It'll be Frankfurt basketball. Oh, we know it's Jonathan West that'll hold on to it. I think it's going to be Jonathan West basketball, and it is. Great hustle again by the Mustangs. They have been diving all over the floor tonight for loose ball.
And the reason why you can do that, Johnny, you have your lungs underneath you. Again, Coach Smith goes typically 13 deep, only 12 deep here tonight.
4:30 to go in the third quarter. Clevenger dribbles to the foul line, crosses over, has the ball poked free, now flicks it up on top to Johnson. Dribble handoff, Sadie Leach in the left baseline to Johnson. She'll hold it high above her head. Now Clevenger tosses to the baseline to Sadie Leach. A 10-foot jumper is off the back rim. Rebound yanked away by Shirley, and she'll bring it the other way for Frankfurt.
Opportunity's knocking right now for Frankfurt. They're on a 6-2 run out of the timeout from Barry Smith that happened a couple of moments ago.
Shirley spins away from Johnson, kicks it left side to Rowe. 3-point game with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Proximate feeds it right side of the floor to Hardwick. Now Shirley off the Proximate to the right baseline. Forces up a shot, and she got hit on the arm and fouled. So Mariah Proximate again forces her way back to the free throw line.
Sydney Smith just picked up her third personal foul of this game. She got Smith with three and Clevenger with three. And guess who's at the free throw line here in this third quarter?
Again, Mariah Proximate just with 1 of 2. Her first free throw here is nothing but the bottom. And for Proximate now, and she'll shoot one more. Weathersby back in for Smith and those three fouls. One more for Broxman, looking to make this a 1-point game. Right-handed shooter, and she got them both.
At 1 point, Johnny, was a 7-point Donovan West lead. Did you believe any team is going to run away from the other tonight?
Oh, chance.
Absolutely not.
39-38, Donovan West, 3:45 to go, third quarter. Clevenger double-teamed to the baseline. Tried to throw it off of Broxman, but it's off of Clevenger and out of bounds. Great defense by Broxman and Rose to bottle up Clevenger. That's what you've got to do against Clevenger because she's not the tallest player out there. When she gets double teamed, it's hard for her to see over the top. Now a near turnover, and it is turned over. Sadie Leach comes up with the basketball as Frankfurt turns it over for the ninth time. Clevenger with the basketball between the rings, backs up near the circle at midcourt. Gets the screen. Clevenger now to the left side of the floor, off to Sadie Leach. He dribbles it up on top, now to the right elbow, crosses over, stops, gets it to Johnson. She'll get right lane line to the baseline. Shot off the windows, no good. And the Wiseman with a rebound for Frankfurt. Now Shirley and Rose in the backcourt. Up ahead, now Shirley across the timeline. Kicks to Proximate. Stops, pulls up from 10 feet. Her shot off the back rim, no good. Sadie Leach to the rebound. And with a 1-point lead, Donovan West brings it the other way. 3 minutes to go, third quarter.
Man, just 5 minutes gone by, but these two teams, their defense has been phenomenal here the last 2 minutes.
Clevenger, a step back three. It's off the right side of the rim. The Lions do with another rebound for Frankfurt. Now she gets double teamed, dribbles through it, and Coach Everett's going to take a timeout to try to save a possible possession. 2:47 to go, third quarter. It's 39-38. D-West leads by one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Easily send a gift in a GIF with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansaland Radio.
Third quarter, 2:47 remaining, 39-38. Donovan West leads Frankfurt with the basketball. Catch with a corner to Hardwick up on top. Here's Rose. Gets the screen, dribbles to the right baseline. Here a double team comes, gets it to Hardwick, but she stepped on the baseline.
Yeah, she was out of bounds and didn't establish herself back in the game onto the court of play before touching that basketball. Good catch that time by the official. A lot of times, players, if you're forced out, that's different. But she went out willingly, didn't establish back in.
2:30 to go, third quarter. Here's Milena Westside. Pass inside to Westside, and she gets tied up. The jump ball keeps possession with Donovan West.
Again, Emma Hardwick, another freshman that we're talking about. That time, great defense against Avery Weathersby, who's been dominant in this ballgame. Kind of been quiet, though, the last few moments.
And now a near steal by Broxerman, but she stuck her foot out and kicked it. Well, again, it'll be Milena Wetstein, and we'll toss it in from the baseline. Gets it into Weathersby, and again, it's picked by Brockman. That's a good thing Brockman did. Weathersby had a layup. He didn't kick that ball. That's a great play design. Mathis on top of the free throw line. Johnson, she'll put up a jumper. It's off the back lift. Offensive rebound. Milena Wetstein, she'll flick at the shot. It's no good, and they'll get a foul going against Donovan West. And it's not on Weathersby. That's her first.
I think it is.
Yep. That's number three on Weathersby. So now Clevenger and Weathersby, two of the best players Donovan West has had tonight, each with three fouls. We've still got 2:18 to go in the third quarter.
Sidney Smith also with three for Donovan West.
Aubrey Rose in the backcourt. Gets double teamed, flicks it off to Shirley. She'll dribble it across half court. Now spin away from Clevenger. Clevenger's got to be very, very careful now guarding Shirley, who picks up her dribble. Right side of the front court, Hardwick. Now between the rings. And it's passed down low to Brockman. A lot of contact. No whistle. That could have been the fourth on Weathersby, but instead, Brockman missed the bunny on the inside. And Donovan West brings it the other way.
Yeah, Coach Smith was trying to beg for Kyra Johnson to switch with Weathersby that time.
Clevenger, a free throw line jumper, is good. Chloe now in a double figures. She's got 10 in the lead. Back to three for the Mustangs as we approach 90 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And Donovan West just staying in this man-to-man defense. This has been one of the best games I think I've seen all year, Johnny, between these two.
Shirley up on top, guarded by Cole. Picks to the right corner to Hardwick. Cross-court pass, here's Rose. She'll get in the middle of the lane. Scoop layup is gone.
Wow.
Another great pick by Aubrey Rose. The second time she's done that tonight. She's got four and brings it back to one. Clevenger, like a speed demon, quickly the other way. She always is looking to push the basketball. Now she drives to the baseline, gets bumped and then fouled by Rose. Aubrey will pick up her second. And that is his team foul number one here in the second half.
This is the NBA. That's a bucket and one. Fouled her about 6 feet away from the basket. Called by the official. And a big break here for Avery Weathersby. She'll be done until the end of this third quarter for sure.
She already has three. Doesn't want to pick up a fourth. And here's Milena Wetstein to toss it in. Ball tapped around. It's loose on the floor and somehow into the hands of Johnson. Now Cole back to Clevenger between the rings. We're under a minute to go. 1 point lead for Donovan West. 41-40. This game has been everything we thought it would be and more.
And they're going to hold for the final shot, Donovan West will, if Frankfurt allows it, looks like.
Foul the baseline, kicked away by Shirley. So it'll be baseline out of bounds for Donovan West.
Third kickball we've had in the last 2 minutes.
Whatever you got to do to keep the defender from getting the basketball. Wetstein up on top to Cole the foul line. She'll rip through, have a pass down low, knocked out of bounds by Shirley. The Mustangs again will inbound it with 41.3 to go.
Well, now inbounding it from underneath the basket. I'm going to take back what I just said about holding for the final shot. Donovan West is trying to be aggressive here on the offensive side still.
Wetstein again will trigger it in. Hits it up on top to Johnson. A near foul by Brockman. Now Cole. Dribble to the baseline. Pumps on a jumper, and it's thrown away. Stolen away by Rose, and now a recent foul is going to be called on Johnson. That'll be her second.
10 turnovers now on Donovan West, and that one just an errant pass that time as Clara Cole kind of got caught. Nobody at home to help.
Pressure in the backcourt. Brockman just looking to get it in. Kicked up ahead to Rose, a 3-on-2. Rose all the way inside. Stops, pulled up from 6 feet, and rattles it home. Nick for Aubrey Rose, and Frankfurt has the lead back. Down by 7, now up by 1. 20 seconds to go. 42-41 Frankfurt. A back cut. Here's Johnson on the left block. Up on top, Taylor. A straightaway three. It's air ball. It'll go out of bounds. And Frankfurt will have it with 11 seconds to go.
Again, I don't have stats on Jaden Taylor at 3-point percentage on the year, Johnny, but I don't think that's a shot Donovan West wants in that situation.
Jaden Taylor only 22% from the 3-point arc this season. Donovan West going to back up and let Frankfurt dribble the ball up the floor. With 8 seconds. Addy Gross across the timeline. Got away with a carry. Now here's Shirley on the right wing. Back down with three. Cross court past the road. Pump. Drives in. Puts up a jumper at the buzzer. It's blocked away. And that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the book. What a fourth quarter we should have when we come back. 42-41. The Wildcats lead by one here on 92.1 KMZA and online at MSCSports.net.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 42-41. Frankfort leads by one, and we'll start with basketball operating from right to left in their road red uniform. Hattie Gross in trouble. Aubrey Rose dribbles to the baseline, kicks across court to Shirley. Up on top, Loise, who a straightaway triple. It's off the right side of the rim. Offensive rebound, Proximate. Her follow is good and one. 13 for Mariah Proximate, and she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play.
Man, Proximate having those two fouls in the first half depleted this Frankfort team. But since she's been back, this second half has been all hers as a nice rebound. Put back is through and one.
Latest three for the Cats. Proximate's free throw is short. Long rebound will go to Johnson of Donovan West. 44-41 Frankfort. 7.5 to go.
Think about it, Johnny. We're not too far away from Donovan West was up by 7 in this second half.
Weathersby inside. Her layup, good. Great pass from Jayden Taylor. Weathersby has 17.
Boy, we talk about Brockman for Frankfort. You got to talk about Avery Weathersby for Donovan West. These two girls leading their teams now.
Hattie Gross, her right wing three. It's good.
Hattie Gross, nothing but 9 on her first triple of the night. And it's a 4-point lead for the Wildcats. As Gross has 5. What a huge shot there for Gross. Confidence building.
How about these freshmen, though? Just zero hesitation here tonight in what is the biggest game of their lives.
I feel like TVL is year in and year out some of the best basketball in Kansas. And when you see freshmen playing the way they are right now, you know it's going to continue.
Down low, Weathersby on the right block. Back down, shoots up, gets fouled. And that's on the Wiser. She went over the top.
This is her first,
and it'll send Weathersby low to the free throw line for a pair.
It's impressive as well as often as Lydia's been in the mix down low. That's just her first foul.
Weathersby 50% from the line on the year. Made her first early on in the game and now makes the first one here. What a game for the sophomore. Only averages 8.5 points a game. She's got 18 big ones here tonight. Her second free throw rattles off the back of the rim and drops through. So 19 for Weathersby. It's 47-45 Frankfort. And Rose is a human press break. Loiza, a three. No. Offensive rebound for Gross. Ball loose on the floor. And we'll get a jump ball. D. West will have the arrow.
Boy, that looked like a scrum for a fumble on the football field right there. That ball hit the deck, and you had 5. 3 Frankfort Wildcats. 2 Donovan West Mustangs diving after it. You love to see the hustle. You think it's a close game? This game means something? 47-45 Frankfort.
6:40 to go. D. West down low. Ball stolen away by Proximate. How big has she been here in the second half tonight?
Mustangs went to the well one too many times that time at Brockham, and the senior leader knew it.
Down low, the ball stolen away. Here's Johnson, kicked up ahead, Clevenger. She'll drive in, scoop, layup, off the window is no good. Then tapped out of bounds by Clevenger. It'll be Frankfort basketball.
Run out of opportunities as Clevenger gives that ball up, Johnny. It's a lay-in for the Mustangs. Nevertheless, out of bounds to Frankfort. It's 23 to go.
Emma Hardwick back into the game for Gross. 6:22 remaining. A 2-point lead for Frankfort. Rose in the backcourt. Now Shirley left of the front backcourt. Off to Rose. Kicked up ahead in the right corner to Hardwick. Nearly fell out of bounds. And now here's Rose back right side of the front court. Hardwick back in the right corner. Dribble the left hand out on top. Backs it out. Clevenger on her. Right corner. Here's Rose. She drives in. Kicks it to the lines up on top. Dumps it down low to Proximate. Who wasn't looking for the basketball. And it's stolen away by Clevenger. That toss free. Proximate gets it off to Rose. Her shot no good. And the rebound to Johnson. Now a breakaway. Weathersby stops. Gets to the right block. Puts it up off the window. It's no good, but a foul. And Weathersby will go to the free throw line for two to look to tie the game.
Boy, Brockman on the other end, Johnny. She's giving everything she's got. Ripped that ball free. Shot missed by Rose. And then a run-out opportunity. And why not? Avery Weathersby back at the line for Donovan West, trying to tie this game up.
Weathersby just made two at the stripe. She's 3 for 3 tonight. And her first one here is too strong.
She might be getting a little tired, I think, Johnny. She's been out there.
She's played a lot of minutes for good reason. One more. Look to bring it a one-point game. And she got it. A 20 for Weathersby. It's 47-46 Frankfurt. 5:45 to go. Shirley in the backcourt. Kicked up ahead. Ball stolen away by Weathersby. Probably should have been a foul on Brockman. Now Weathersby a layup, and it's good. 22 for Weathersby, and Coach Smith not happy with the officiating. He's going to get a timeout, though. And it will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 48-47. Donovan West takes a one-point lead back. I thought Coach Smith was going to rip the head off of that official. Well, he did not make that call on the foul on Brockman.
Well, again, it was a turnover. And then once Donovan West collected the basketball with Kyra Johnson, she got hammered. The officials, hey, they've been letting them play the majority of the night. But he pointed out to the scoreboard and said, hey, we've got six fouls against us. They've only got three on them. 5:33 to go. You can't always look at the scoreboard like that, though. 6-3. Donovan West, definitely the aggressor in this game. But, man, what a 5-0 run here by the Mustangs.
I will say that's probably the first time that I've questioned and said there should have been a call, especially this. This has been a really well-officiated two games here tonight so far to this point. 5:33 to go in the game. It's 48-47. Donovan West leads by one. Shirley kicks it up ahead and turns it over. 13th turnover for Frankfurt, the third of the fourth quarter. Weathersby kicks it off to Johnson. Now Clevenger out off top. She'll back it back out and reset the offense. 5:16 to go, a one-point advantage for the Mustangs.
You think Avery Weathersby gets a touch on this possession, Johnny?
Has to. Get it down low to her on the right block. A double team comes. She tries to rip through. Gets it back to Taylor. Extra pass Johnson. Now back to Clevenger, and she'll reset back out on top.
They'll run the same set right here.
Taylor. Weathersby calling for the basketball. Good job by Brockman to shut her off. Clevenger now left of the wing. 4:50 to go in the game. It's a one-point lead for Donovan West.
Nearly 30 seconds gone by on this possession right now for the Mustangs.
Down low to Weathersby. She has a tip free. It's loose, then out of bounds off of Weathersby. And Donovan West will turn it over for the 10th time. Gaddy Groves back into the game for Hardwick. 4:41 to go, fourth quarter.
Coach Smith, he's just begging the officials right now.
How much weight you think he's losing tonight running up and down the sideline? Shirley across the timeline. Stops on the left wing, gets it off to Brockman. He'll dribble with the right hand to the top of the key. Hand it off to Rose. Out Gross right of the wing. Clevenger comes out on her. Now Brockman. Top of the key, left side of the floor to Rose. Cross-court pass to Gross. She'll pump on a three. Get inside, pull up a 10-footer. It's off the back rim. Fight for the rebound, and Rose has got it. Frankfurt stays with it. Shirley, a wide-open triple. It's good! Second three of the night for Keisha Shirley. She's got six, and Frankfurt takes back a two-point lead.
Second chance opportunities. A good rebound started by the Wildcats, and Shirley from the right wing puts it home.
Clevenger kicks it off to Sadie Leach out on top. She'll get to the elbow. Now Taylor out of the wing. Back to Clevenger. She again drop back and reset the offense. She wants the screen. She gets it. Dribbles left side of the floor. Kick back out to Taylor. 3:45 to go. 50-48 Frankfurt. Johnson to the baseline. Rips underneath. Puts up a shot. And she got bumped and fouled. And they're going to call two shots coming up for Kyra Johnson, the sophomore for the Mustangs.
3:39 to go in this one. Free throws are going to become very important here.
Third foul on Keisha Shirley. Kyra Johnson to the line for the first time tonight. Johnson 54% on the year and clanks the first one off the back rim.
Boy, other than Avery Weathersby, this Mustang team, they're just one out of three now at the line.
Pull it to a one-point game. Second free throw by Johnson.
Nope,
no, they're going to call it a lane violation. So wipe off that free throw by Johnson.
Yeah, she stepped over the line herself. Couldn't keep her momentum back far enough, so wipe it away. That's a huge moment right now in this game.
50-48, Frankfurt leads by two. Eliza in the backcourt, kicks it all the way up ahead to Gross. Nearly travels, now Gross spins it high off the window, or shots in and out, and a foul going on to others, Dia, that'll be Air Force.
Going for the rebound, too much of the body. Pushes in the back, and going to the line for the Wildcats will be Rose. Has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. It's a 1-1.
1-1 coming for Aubrey Rose. Rose on the year, 59%. Her free throw is good. That did not look like a 59% free throw shooter. It was nothing but the bomb.
She's a senior. She's cooler than the other side of the pillow right now.
One more for Rose. I've had a chance to watch both of these teams several times this year. And watching Rose, that is exactly what she does. She stays even keel throughout any type of situation. And she calmly knocks down a pair here. 8 for Rose. The lead back to 4 for Frankfurt. 52-48. The Caps lead with 3:23 to go.
Ton of time left in this game. Now Frankfurt going on a run. This one is a 5-0 run to match the 5-0 run by Donovan West a few moments ago.
Taylor, right side of the floor, Johnson.
And how about the adjustments defensively here by Frankfurt? Weathersby has not had easy catches in the lane as she did earlier in the game.
Here still for Broxton. And Jake, I don't know if you're with me, but I would like to see Coach Smith maybe get a couple more shooters out there on the floor.
I would agree, but I'd also like to see Coach Smith maybe take a timeout and let these girls catch a breather if you're Donovan West.
Levin here with the basketball, 2 steps in front of the timeline along the right side. Dribbles out to the right wing, guarded by Rome. Here's Taylor up on top, a set three-pointer. It's in and out and back in.
Wow.
There's a three by Taylor. She's got 6, and Coach Smith will take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Full timeout with 2:48 to go. It's 52-51. Frankfurt leads by 1 here on 92.1 at KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
What a game this has been. We told you at the beginning of the night this might be one of the best games throughout the entire state of Kansas. It's lived up to the billing. 2:48 to go. It's 52-51. Frankfurt leads. They'll have the basketball after the big three-pointer by Jaden Taylor of Donovan West. Mustangs out on the floor with the same five that were just out there. Sadie Leach, Chloe Clevenger, Avery Weathersby, Jaden Taylor, and Kyra Johnson. Frankfurt out there with Rose, Shirley, Luizu, Brockstrom, and Gross. Looking to double team across half court. Brockstrom's got it on the right wing. Donovan West looks like they're going to drop into his zone, I think. Gross now to the baseline, puts the shot up and under. It's no good. Luizu there for a cleanup. Her shot no good. Gross with another offensive rebound. Now Luizu again. Her shot blocked. And it's finally taken by Donovan West.
Man, three opportunities there for the Wildcats. Could not get it to drop. Good defense there by Donovan West. Finally getting the rebound. They got a chance to take the lead now with 2:20 to go.
Clevenger between the rings. 52-51 Frankfurt. Mustangs looking to take the lead. Sadie Leach. Now a pass inside to Johnson on the left block. She puts it up and in. What a pass by Chloe Clevenger.
And man, she switched to her offhand to Kyra Johnson. Knew the defender was coming in. Switches it up. Banks it home. And it's a 1-point lead now for the Mustangs.
2 minutes to go. 53-52 T West. Broxman left of the wing. Calmly dribbles with the right hand on the top. Hands it off to the freshman, Hattie Gross. She'll cross over on Leach. Now Gross picks up her dribble. Feeds it to the baseline. We're going to time out. By head coach Brian Ebert of Frankfurt. This will be another full timeout. Again, we'll take the break. 1:45 to go. 53-52, Donovan West. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Get your garden seeds this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
1:45 to go, 53-52. Donovan West with a one-point advantage over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Lydia Lewis will throw it in for the Cats. Gets it into Proximan. Dribbles in the middle of the lane. Proximan shoots over her left shoulder, rattles in and out. Rebound at Sadie Leach of Donovan West.
Went right at Avery Weathersby trying to pick up that fifth foul, but a good job. Weathersby straight up. And you couldn't ask for a better look for Brockstrom. She's been gold for him tonight.
Now Rosen's got to come out on Clevenger. All that speed, tough to guard. Taylor on the right wing. Up on top to Johnson. Under 90 seconds to go. The lead is one for Donovan West. Clevenger with the basketball. Referee with a count. Now Leach. Guarded by Loizu. Nearly had it stolen. Now Sadie Leach all the way to the baseline. Johnson now right of the wing. Dribbles to the left hand, trying to get it to Clevenger. Rose jumps the pass now, back in the hands of Clevenger. Ball tip free, loose in the backcourt, and it's into the hands of Clevenger. Close to a backcourt violation. Now Clevenger, left baseline, shot is thrown out of bounds. That's just going to be picked up by Loizu in the corner. Jewel onto it, and then just tossed it off of Weathersby. Smart decision by Loizu to keep the possession for Frankfurt.
And Coach Barry Smith not happy with the no call there on the foul, on the drive by Clevenger, but she was out of control.
Yeah, she was. Coach Smith now is going to take a timeout as he rips his mask off his face. He doesn't care about a mask anymore. It's a one-point game here at the substate with 52.2 to go.
Well, with this timeout, it's a huge timeout, and the reason being is because if Donovan West fouls, Frankfurt's at the line for free throws. So you got to play good defense here. You don't want to give up an easy shot, but at the same token, you want to make sure that you don't foul. And that's what he's telling his kids right now. That was a huge possession because I'm a big proponent of teams to not take the air out of the basketball. Do what you did to get yourself into the situation where you're leading. I don't like when teams try to dribble weave and just continually try to keep away, run clock, because eventually you're going to have a turnover. That's what happened against Donovan West, because good teams like Frankfurt will force the issue. They're not going to let you just dribble it through.
It was Brian Ever with a marker in his hand, drawing up a play to try to give his girls the lead here in the semifinals of Substate. Winner of this game will get Clifton Clyde in the Substate Championship game on Saturday night. Mustangs will not show pressure in the backcourt. They're just going to drop back in the half-court set. 52.2 to go. Broxerman will dribble it across the timeline. Runned by Johnson. Broxerman spins. Top to the foul line. Kicks it in the corner. Loizu, three is blocked. It's into the hands of Sadie Leach and Donovan West. Now here's Johnson. Tries to throw it up ahead. Weathersby, a wide-open layup.
Wow.
He'll put it up and in. The net. Touch pass from Chloe Clevenger.
Weathersby ran the floor, the throw from Johnson up the court, and again, Chloe Clevenger, one of the best guards in Kansas, was smart, didn't grab the ball, just tapped it over to Weathersby. She laid it off the window and in on a huge, huge turn of events. Mustangs up by three.
Still a lot of time left, 32.3. And the way free throw shooting has gone tonight, this game is never over until the clock hits zero. So a lot of time for Frankfurt. They have plenty of girls that can shoot the three ball. Eliza's hit three of them tonight. Shirley's hit a couple of them. Broxman can shoot it. Gross has a three tonight.
Look how far out Donovan West is during this timeout. Typically, you got to go to your bench. But Coach Barry Smith is standing about 15 feet onto the floor with his team right now. This is such a high-intense ball game. He doesn't want them coming off the floor even during a timeout.
Same five out there that have been there pretty much this entire second half. Clevenger, Weathersby, Johnson, Sadie Leach, and Jaden Taylor. Frankfurt counters with Gross, Rose, Shirley, Loizu, and Broxman. 32.3 to go. Frankfurt with the basketball. Across the timeline is Rose. Shirley into the right corner. turns around, shoots a three, and good! Tayshia Shirley, her third three of the night, ties it up at 55. Donovan West will take a timeout with 22.5 to go.
And Coach Smith can only say, wow, that was a phenomenal three from Shirley. Confident shooting that time by Tayshia, a senior leader on this Frankfurt team. And that was good when it left her hand. She knew it, and Coach Ebert did as well. We're tied at 55.
But Coach Smith is probably telling his girls, girls, that's the one girl that did not let get a three off. She has a stretch of seven straight games where she's made at least four threes. She makes the biggest one perhaps of her career right there to tie us up at 55. So Donovan West will have a chance to go down and win this game. But Frankfurt can afford to be very aggressive.
Yes.
Only four team fouls. So they can be very, very aggressive. Wow, what a sub-state basketball game. This should be for the championship, you've got the feeling.
No doubt. Another barn burner going on over in Sabatha. 17 seconds left. Sabatha leading Roll Valley 33-32, and they've got free throws going on in that game.
Have us on your radio dial. Pull that up on Facebook. Have us both going. Why not? We're blessed here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with some great teams. We get to see great games throughout the year and more indicative here tonight. 22.5 to go. Donovan West with the basketball. Clevenger in the backcourt. Crossed across the timeline. Hardwick there. 16 seconds to go. Chloe Clevenger between the center circle. Dribbles now to the right wing. Hardwick still on her. They're trying to get inside to Weathersby. Pass inside to Johnson. She'll stop on the left block and she throws it up and in. Six for Kyra Johnson and the Wildcats take a timeout. The biggest basket of the sophomore Kyra Johnson's career. Gives Donovan West a two-point lead with 3.5 to go.
What a great set that time. You expected Weathersby to get the ball, but a back cut from Kyra Johnson, and who else other than Chloe Clevenger to give the dime to Johnson. A tough shot, but banks it home with 3.5.
So now what do the Wildcats have to draw up? Still some time. You can get probably two dribbles and a shot off. With 3.5 seconds remaining.
And do you go for a three? Do you try and attack the basket? You got to go to the track.
You
got to
get whatever you can get at this point with only, now they're going to put 3.9 on the clock. So it's almost four full seconds on the clock.
And that gives you three dribbles, Johnny.
Three dribbles and a shot. You got to think Donovan West is going to show some pressure here. You cannot let Frankfurt have a free roam up the court as they've let him do the last couple of possessions.
And you don't foul if you're Donovan West. You cannot afford to foul in this situation. If you're Frankfurt, you're going to be flopping your body around anytime you put a shot up because you are going to make sure that anything that can be called by an official will get you to the free throw line.
3.9 seconds. Donovan West, a defensive stop to try to win it. They are going to you bring up pressure. Mariah Broxman will be the trigger from the baseline. She can run the length of the baseline as well. Here we go. Proxerman takes the ball from the referee, runs the baseline, kicks it off to Rose. She'll dribble it across half court, and she gets fouled. They're going to foul on Kyra Johnson, and Aubrey Rose is going to go to the free throw line and have a 1-1. If she makes both, we're going to overtime.
Oh, my word. You never see that happen in high school basketball. But these are the biggest free throws of Aubrey Rose's career right here.
2 for 2 on the night. Rose on the season, 59%. First one. No good! Donovan West with the rebound, and they're going to get a jump ball, and that's it. Final score, Donovan West, 57. Frankfurt, 55. The Mustangs are on to the sub-state championship game. They'll get Clifton Clyde on Saturday.
Coach Perry Smith looks to his crowd. He walks over, and the class act that Perry Smith is, he goes over and he consoles Frankfurt, and he tells them, phenomenal game. He goes to those seniors and say, you guys are good, and he is a class act. You feel for this Frankfurt team, a quality team. Again, this should be a state tournament game, not a sub-state semi-final game, but it went up to its billing. And a phenomenal win for the Donovan West Mustangs, who stay ranked 7th here in the state. You better believe that they're going to have everything ready for Clifton Clyde on Saturday as the Mustangs try to go to the state tournament this year.
Johnson, the hero, she gets the game-winning bucket, and she finishes with 6 points in the game. Donovan West wins it 57-55. We'll take our post-game timeout, and we'll come back. We'll try somehow to summarize what has been one of the best basketball games we've seen all season long here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, I take a pause so we got to catch our breath for just a quick second. What a game that was. Donovan West and Frankfurt battle their hearts out. And in the end, it's the Mustangs moving on to the sub-state championship game here in Class 1A Division 1 with a 57-55 victory over Frankfurt. Johnny came back with you, Jake Spaulding alongside of me, and Jake, I got to say, this is one of the best high school basketball girls games I've seen in, well, probably years, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt. It was just one that, again, we prefaced it, I feel like, really, really good. We knew this, what kind of a game this was going to be. This was going to be a one of those knockdown dragouts, typical TVL style of basketball game. It lived up to the billing, and, you know, he talked about it at halftime. Runs. This has been a game of runs. Which team was going to have the sustained run towards the end to win this ball game? Well, it wasn't a run to close out this game. It was a three-pointer by Frankfurt to tie it up by Keisha Shirley at 55, and then a phenomenal job by Donovan West to get that look for Kyra Johnson, who's, you know, the hero tonight for Donovan West. She had 6 points on the game. And the stat book is going to say, oh, she had an average game, but she had a huge shot in traffic to win the ball game for Donovan West. But as you said off air a moment ago, you got a feel for Aubrey Rose and the Frankfurt Wildcats. When you have a chance with 1.5 to go in the game, you're at the free throw line shooting a 1-1. If you make both free throws, we're going to overtime. Where I think if Frankfurt gets this game to overtime, they've got a good chance. And the reason being is because Donovan West had numerous players with four personal fouls. That would have been a tough 4 minutes for that Mustang team. But the missed free throw ends the game. 57-55, the best basketball in Northeast Kansas this year.
See the celebration going right now for Donovan West as the girls are out of the locker room, still in their uniforms, going to come out. They want to celebrate with their home side, who traveled so well here to Centralia. What a crowd we had here tonight. Made it even better for us to bring you the coverage here on 92.1 KMZA. Looking back at this game, it was, Jake mentioned, a game of runs throughout. Frankfurt led 17-13 after one. Donovan West led 32-28 at the half. Frankfurt led 42-41 going into the fourth.
Yeah.
And Donovan West wins it by two, 57-55. We'll start with Frankfurt. 13 turnovers tonight, 7 three-pointers, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. The Cats were led in scoring by Eliza and Brockman, each with 13. 9 for Cassius Shirley, 8 for Aubrey Rose, 7 for Sydney Wop, and 5 for Hattie Gross. The Wildcats in their year with a record of 17-4 and lose a strong, strong senior class of the Wiser Shirley, Rose, and Brockerman here this season in the wrap-up 2021. Donovan Mess, meanwhile, they had 11 turnovers, 4 threes, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. The biggest player of the night was Avery Weathersby early on and really throughout for Donovan West. She finished with a game-high 24 points. She really is the reason why Donovan West stayed in that game as long as they did and allowed them to come back and eventually win by 2. 10 points for Chloe Clevenger, 6 for Johnson, including the game winner, 6 more for Jaden Taylor, 4 from Lana Wetstein, 2 for Heidi Leach, and 2 for Sadie Leach, 3 for Kinley Wetstein. Mustangs, they are now 18-3 on the year. They will get Clifton Clyde in the sub-state championship game on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The game will have on 92.1 KMZA. Time to pick our player to bank. I'm brought to you by the Farmer State Bank of Onega. And, Jake, I'm going to go with 2 players to the game.
Oh.
I'm going to.
Ah.
Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson. Weathersby, it's hard to choose.
Johnson's the game winner.
Weathersby the reason why they're in the game.
Yeah.
I got to go with co-players of the game tonight. I know you don't like doing that,
but yeah,
I have to.
This is your show, okay? This is your world. I'm just living in it right now, buddy.
That's fair.
But I will agree, Kyra Johnson, a massive bucket to win it for Donovan West. But my goodness, how can you talk about Avery Weathersby? You can't talk about Donovan West tonight without Avery Weathersby. At the very beginning of the broadcast, I talked about how there's, you know, 10 to 12 girls going to play for D. West. When Weathersby came on the floor with Chloe Clevenger in the first substitution for Coach Smith 2 minutes into the game, you know, I said, my favorite kid coming in right now is Avery Weathersby. And you said, yours is Chloe Clevenger. Those two sophomores are so good. And Weathersby, that's got to be a career night for her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've covered a few Donovan West games this year, and I don't know a time when I've seen Avery Weathersby go off scoring like that. She was absolutely uncoverable on the offensive side. And the second quarter was so huge for her because Mariah Brockerman was not in the game for Frankfurt. And that was a big difference. Now, Frankfurt did come back. They did take the lead. They did push the issue in the second half. But when Donovan West needed a basket, Chloe Clevenger had the ball in her hand, and she was looking for Avery Weathersby. And Weathersby was a big difference maker tonight. But, again, there's no win tonight for Donovan West if Kyra Johnson does not make that basket with 3.9 to go.
Guess what?
What?
We've got 2 more nights of this.
Hey-o.
2 more nights. From here, from Centralia, here on 92.1 KMZA, we'll have the boys' semifinals tomorrow. Centralia and Clifton Clyde, and also we'll have Frankfurt and Troy. That should be another really good doubleheader coming up tomorrow night, and then we'll have the championship games coming up on Saturday.
And why would anybody at home right now listening in, why would you want to be anywhere else than sitting either on your iPad listening, on your phone listening, listening to a radio? Why would you want to do anything else then listen to postseason basketball on your local sports authority? You mentioned it. We are so blessed to be a part of Northeast Kansas sports and the way that it's been, not just this year, not just the last 5 years. You and I have been doing this for 8.5 years now. But the last few decades, Northeast Kansas sports, phenomenal. I put them up there with anybody in the state, and I'm not going to lie to you. I think whoever comes out of the sub-state, they're going to have a really good chance against that Little River sub-state whenever that takes place next week.
Let's take a look, see if we can see what the Sabetha game is looking like before we go off the air here. We have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up tonight after our games of makeup from earlier this season. Looks like it's 41-39 Sabetha with about 46 seconds to go in overtime of that one. So actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and get out of here and see if we can get you over for the final ending of 103.9 KNC in the Sabetha substation.
It was a lot of fun.
Final score tonight, Donovan West 57, Frankfurt 55. Clifton Clyde earlier tonight upset Jackson Heights by 10. Well, that's it from Centralia High School here tonight. You've been listening to High School Basketball on 92.1 KMZA.